The program for Thursday follows. Good morning. Welcome to Truth for the Day. No room for Jesus. John chapter 1 verse 1 says, "In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God." We find that this Word became flesh. And verse 10 and 11 says, "He was in the world, and the world was made by him, and the world knew him not. He came unto his own, and his own received him not." No room for Jesus when he was born in the inn. And it seems that's the story throughout his life. He finally died on the Oregon cross for us. And he says, "He came unto his own, and his own received him not. But as many as received him, he gave power to become the sons of God." No room for Jesus. That's been our theme this week. Jesus loves us. He died for us. He wants room in our lives for himself. We know he's going back to heaven and is preparing a place for those who love him there. No room for Jesus. Seems like in this time of the year, so-called Christmas, is not the most religious time of the year. Let's think a little bit more today about no room for Jesus. No room for Jesus in our living. Seems like people are preoccupied with many other things today. Some people tell us that they are too busy making a living to serve the Lord. Actually, they're too busy making a living to make a life. Matthew 6, verse 33 says, "Seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and these things shall be added unto you." Others are too obsessed with the pleasures of this life to be weighted down by religion. No room for Jesus. They say, "You're only young once. Live it up." 2 Timothy 3:4 speaks of those who are lovers of pleasures more than lovers of God. Some devote more time to clubs and organizations than they do to the Lord's church. Others live by the Epicurean creed of eat, drink, and be merry. Some try to hold on to the world with one hand and to Christ with the other, trying to have room for both. Some have a Sunday religion. Some can live like the devil during the week, and then they come to church and they sing, "Oh, how I love Jesus." But I find in 1 Corinthians 10:21 it says, "Ye cannot drink the cup of the Lord and the cup of devils. Ye cannot be partakers of the Lord's table and the table of devils." Some come to church on Sunday, but Christ is not in their lives. He's not a reality in their everyday life. Parents never talk to nor train their children about God, that he's a personal God, and that Jesus is a Savior. They do not train their children about what is right and wrong. No room for Jesus. There is no daily prayer and devotion. No room for Jesus. There's no thanksgiving for food at the table. No room for Jesus. Then some people don't even have a Sunday religion. By their absence, they vote to lock the doors of the church building. They're implying that it's not important, that it's optional, that Jesus doesn't matter. But oh, my beloved, realize what the Bible says. In Hebrews chapter 10, verse 25, the apostle says, "Not forsaking the assembling of ourselves together as the manner of some is, but exhorting one another, and so much the more as ye see the day approaching." Yes, people may not even have room for Jesus, even to come to church on Sunday. No room for Jesus. Revelation 1, verse 10, the Apostle John says there that he was in the Spirit on the Lord's Day. That can mean several things, but we can, and we need, and we must be concerned about spiritual things on the Lord's Day and not neglect this important thing, nor crowd the Lord out of our lives. Hebrews 2, verse 3 says, "How shall we escape if we neglect so great salvation?" No room for Jesus. Do you have room for Jesus in your living? Do you have room for Jesus every day? Do you have room for Jesus to come to the services of the church when it meets on the Lord's Day or other times? No room for Jesus. Let's have room for the one who has room for us. Thank you for listening today.